This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
People hanging, you want to know the word has ended, and you throw the staccato consonant right at the end.
That hard K.
Back.
It's too many K's. Stop at three.
Yeah. Yeah, probably shouldn't even go to three, really.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of three, 603-283-6160. Again, the number 603-283-6160. If you would like to call and comment on tonight's Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, I should probably like pay some attention to like stuff I might want to say to people.
No.
You know, live read style, maybe. I don't. People think I'm a professional, and I'm those people. I'm letting you down right now. I am letting you down. Did you know that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual Fork Fest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire? Fork Fest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022, but this year we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before Pork Fest. Fork Fest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost, and of course, no one is in charge. What? You mean it'll be anarchy? Yes, that's true. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to all of those can be found at ForkFest.party. We hope to see you there, ForkFest.party.
Just make sure you follow the rules of Rogers Campground as posted and notated.
We still have to get to our number two story, which is indeed the number two story tonight. And maybe of other nights, too. We're not sure how far this number two story can go, but it is definitely the number two story. But before we get there, we haven't even really touched on the first story from earlier, which is California residents...
This captain started cussing at the headline. In case you forgot.
So off air, one of my names is Captain Cussing. It's true.
Okay.
I cannot tell a lie. I got a bit of a potty mouth. Right? Only because I'm a free speech absolutist, right? Like, I don't feel like... Don't give me that...
Well, you can't be an absolutist if you tame yourself and dump yourself
I kind of have to remain on air.
It's not really an absolutist.
I am philosophically a free speech absolutist.
All right. I'll take that.
In performance, however, I am still relegated by... the large entity of men with guns who proclaim that if I don't do as they say, they will send me a stern letter telling me to cease, and if I disregard their letter, they will send men with guns to tell me, hey, we're serious about you ceasing and desisting from your free speech ways, and I go, F you, then they go, all right, well, F you, we're going to beat you and put you in cuffs and throw you in a cage, and if I resist appropriately, what will they do?
Kill you.
That will kill me. That's right.
Free speech or die, man.
So at any rate, this headline from 97.7 WTKS AM 1290. Not sure how 97.7 is AM 1290, but whatever. California residents call cops on planets
in the sky.
In the sky. Where else would planets be, right? In your toilet bowl and, you know, like...
the number two story.
We'll get to that later. Come on, let's not. No spoilers.
You said planets in the toilet bowl.
I did. That would be where number two goes.
Yeah.
Not always.
Mostly. We'll find out.
That's more of a spoiler.
We'll find out during our number two story later. However, Californians were alarmed by two adjacent bright lights that appeared to be floating in the sky over Central Valley on Wednesday night, according to KTVU.
Unidentified bright lights in the sky. Because bright lights could be anywhere. These were in the sky.
Wasn't that a Gremlins thing? Like, bright lights, bright lights.
Like if they saw
bright lights or got wet, they turn into like the evil Gremlins.
I thought it was get wet. I don't remember the bright lights.
Yeah, I
don't remember the bright lights thing.
Okay.
I think bright lights were... Well, right. If you know, 603-283-6160.
Maybe those are little monsters.
At any rate, residents were so concerned...
More than one resident, plural.
Yes, residents, plural, were so concerned, bold print, that they called the cops to report the sighting after consulting NASA.
They consulted NASA?
The Stanislaus?
I don't know what
S-T-A-N-I-S-L-A-U-S. It's like a guy named Stan became Santa Claus, and now it's
lost.
Stanislaus.
Stan is lost.
Perhaps he made coleslaw on the way, and so now Stanislaus
got turned around in the forest.
Anyway, after consulting NASA, the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Office took to Facebook.
That's an appropriate place to disseminate
information. They're like, well, we couldn't get the answers from NASA, so we had to take it to Facebook.
No, no, no. We went to NASA, we got the answer, and we decided the best place for us to respond.
Ew.
It wasn't like a press conference or anything. It was a post on Facebook.
Facebook post is the new press conference.
It's cheaper than a press conference.
To explain the phenomenon to locals. Okay, now.
Yokels.
Now, if I'm a member of said Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department, and I go, we want to express this information to locals. Facebook is not a place you put stuff that you want to keep local.
Well, if they're subscribed to your channel.
Well, clearly, because now news
Facebook
outlets...
is not a place where you go to keep stuff local.
I mean, Facebook groups is local communities.
No, it's not. Everything you post on Facebook is available nationwide, if not globally. I don't care how private your group
is. What are they
is.
Supposed to do then? Nobody's looking at the town bulletin board anymore. You know?
Man, you know what's funny about that?
They have press conferences all the time.
For my job?
They do.
Does anybody... I've never been to a press conference in any town I've lived in.
For my job, I had to call some of the New Hampshire towns to see, you know, what their policy for advertising is, like, on public, you know, parks or whatever. And the one lady was like, we have a bulletin board you can put some stuff up on.
Like, people still do that?
I'm like, okay, so like, I'll check that one off. It's free.
Wow. The saddest experience I ever had with a government entity. Not most violent, not most, like, demeaning, but, like, saddest is I was in New Mexico. I was stuck. And I'm like, well, looks like I'm going to have to, like, work my way out of this situation, right? I didn't, like, have enough stuff to, like, sell to get out of the situation. I was like, I'm going to have to get a job of some kind and... work my way out of the situation. I'm not opposed to any of that, of course. Like, that's the story of my life. Like, I've been working. I pride myself on the fact that I'm pretty sure that you can airdrop me almost anywhere, and I can find a freaking job.
You should get on one of those reality shows.
Right. No, I shouldn't. I hate reality shows. I give reality a bad freaking
Lost job. In the Yukon. Who will survive?
At any rate, my point
my money's
is...
on the captain.
My point is that, like, I scoured the newspaper, the Sunday newspaper specifically, a couple of times, and then, like, a Monday and Wednesday paper just to see if there were anything different during the week. And at this point in time, in space and time, in New Mexico, there were no jobs. Like, finally, like, you know, 3 weeks into the thing, like, there's an ad. Like, there's a whole bunch of crap, like... Earn money mailing things from home. It only costs you $500 to sign up.
Yeah.
Like, no, go F yourself, right? Finally, there's an ad for, like, a Taco Bell. Now, mind you, I'm in, like, my late teens, early 20s, right? And I've got fast food experience. And I'm like, oh, I'm a shoo-in. And it says, open interviews, 8 a.m. until, I don't know, it was, like, noon or something like that. just bring your resume, be prepared to fill out an application. I'm like, okay. And like, so it seems like jobs are kind of tough in this area, so I'm going to show up at this Taco Bell at like 7:30. Figure a half hour in advance of the opening time. I'll at least be the first 10 people in, something like that, you know? No, not true. There was it was like the opening day of Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
Like, there was a line outside the door all the way down. The parking lot was freaking full. No one was in the drive-thru lane ordering food. Everybody was there to apply for the minimum wage Taco Bell job. People who were, like, standing in line with, like, their infant children, families, right, this kind of a thing. And, like, somebody else was driving. I didn't have a car at the time. Somebody else was driving me to this thing. And we just sort of drove through and looked at the thing. And this is a half hour before it's supposed to actually go on. Right. And there's a line of, like, I don't even know, 100 people. It's, like, an amazing quantity of people lining up freaking Taco Bell. Right? This is how desperate people were for employment at that point. That I was just like, you know what? Every one of these people in this line is far more deserving of this job than I am. I do not want this job. I am capable of finding a different job that is not this job. I am capable of getting myself out of the situation in another way. Why I thought that, I don't know. It's just the feeling.
You didn't want to stand in line.
That's the real reason.
I mean, maybe.
No, you guys can have this job. I'll figure something else out.
I just felt like the people in line were like, oh my God, you guys have probably been waiting for this ad to come up for months, where I've been at it only for weeks, right? You know what I mean? And like, they're already all smart enough to show up super early to the thing to maximize their chances. And I thought I was being smart. Like, no, they had already outsmarted me for this kind of thing.
You should have pulled up to the front of the line, had your buddy open the car door for you, and then you just stand in the front like
show up in a limo, right? You know, get out with a 3-piece suit on and a resume in a frame. No, that's not what I did.
A binder.
Instead, what I did is, because I had just gotten out of what we call post-secondary school, I had 16 welding certifications, right? Oh. Overhead and vertical and horizontal and diagonal, and like, I was certified MIG, TIG, and stick arc in all of those different angles, plus a few more that I can't freaking remember. And so I was like, I'm just going to go find some freelance work to make some cash to get me the F out of this place, right? And so I go around, I start talking to people, and, like, I'm hitting up in person, right? I'm showing up at, like, junkyards or automotive shops or places where I think they might need a guy who can put a weld on a thing, right? And it turns out one of the junkyards is like, oh, you should go talk to this guy, Mr. Weehunt. Right, that was his last name, Weehunt. Their slogan is, "We hunt for water." They're a well drilling service.
Nice.
They drill for water in the desert.
Yeah, if they got one of those divining rods.
Of New Mexico.
Yeah, if you get the stick divining rod, you can find it really.
I actually saw that in action. Now, this guy was a total dick to me, but he's paying me cash under the table, no overtime. I'm working 10, 12, 15 hours a day for cash, a very low rate, I might add. But at that time, it was like sort of okay. I was more okay with the cash part, you know, and we both knew it was a temporary thing, but he needed somebody who, if like one of the drill shafts broke while they were drilling, that a guy could like put a bead on it and weld it and they could keep drilling, that kind of thing. Otherwise, my entire job was shoveling gravel.
Oh, I've done that before.
Right. What they do is they drill a hole super goddamn deep into the dirt, and they put PVC piping into said hole. And then in order to keep that PVC pipe in place with a pump at the end where it's in the water, you have to shovel a whole bunch of gravel around. So they cap it and steady it in place with some stakes in the dirt. And then they back up a couple of dump trucks worth of gravel, and your entire job for like the next 4 days is to just dump gravel into the hole.
Okay.
One of the most taxing physical labor jobs I've ever had outside of maybe hot tar roofing.
Okay.
But I did it, right? I did it. I JTFO'd, and my life continued on. Now, what I've learned about New Mexico, and this is part of where my sort of hatred for New Mexico comes from, is that New Mexico, first of all, is a desert. Second of all, it's got politicians in it that represent sort of the desert mentality, right? what do I mean by that? Deserts suck the life out of everything it frickin' touches.
Yep.
Right? There are so many, like, beat up and, like, nearly broken or, like, nearly burned down, like, trailers just on a plot of desert property with nothing growing around it. Like, there's probably dead people in, like, mobile homes in New Mexico that people haven't discovered yet that have been sitting there for 6 years or whatever because it's such a desolate and dry and crappy area. The only place where anything remotely lively happens is in the mountains, right? Otherwise, the rest of New Mexico is just a giant sieve that sucks the life literally out of everything else around it. Anyway, that's my story.
I thought there was like a government job tie-in to that somewhere. I was waiting for it.
These are the saddest government story.
There were government jobs available in the area on the White Sands Missile Range.
Oh, okay.
And yes, that was the major employer in the area for Alamogordo and Ruidoso.
You get to be a target holder?
Yeah, or a janitor, or, you know what I mean? I mean, there were some, like, seriously menial jobs, but they were only hiring for part-time.
Smart.
They get less taxes that way, right? You know, even the government is concerned about taxes when they hire people.
That's a weird one.
Which is totally weird.
Like, if you work for the government, your salary should be tax-free.
Right?
I mean, so. Everyone's salary you're already, should be tax-free.
Well, okay, yes. But if your salary is paid by tax, why should you then be taxed?
It's like taking three cookies from the cookie jar and putting one back and saying you contributed to the jar.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Say that again.
It's like taking three cookies from the cookie jar and putting one back and saying you contributed to the jar.
And that's government.
Bam. Just like that. Artwork is done here. Good night, everybody. I'm just kidding. We have like more than an hour.
We still didn't get to number two. Oh
we still have to get to the planets. We haven't even gotten to the planets yet. Thanks, Nikki.
The lights. There were lights.
Californians were alarmed by two adjacent bright lights.
They've never seen stars before.
If you are seeing these lights in the sky, dispatch has received multiple calls regarding this. Do not be alarmed. NASA said that Jupiter and Venus would appear in the western sky on March 1st. There is no reason to report this, unquote.
They're like, stop calling us.
Apparently,
we've gotten 16 phone calls about this.
Apparently, this is a recording they put on their phone system. Yeah.
And without, you know, depending on where you're at in California, right, like, you know, Los Angeles to Hollywood, those areas, they might not have seen stars because it's so bright otherwise.
That's true. And if they're seeing Jupiter, that would be far brighter than most of the stars. It's bigger, so.
Many poked fun in the comments section of the post in pure embarrassment of fellow humans who thought that calling the sheriff's office on the stars would solve anything.
Also, honestly, even if I thought I saw a UFO or something that I was concerned about, the government, like the cops are not the people. Well, you know, even if I did believe in the police and I would call the cops over something else, I just don't think, like I thought, I would think that if you called the cops over a suspected UFO, they would just laugh at you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, who would the appropriate authority in that case then be?
I guess like no one.
The FAA?
You're just out of luck at that point, right?
Who do you call
if you think you see a UFO?
If I were going to call somebody, I'd probably go online and find like some UFO conspiracy group. Mm-hmm. If I had compelling evidence.
Based out of New Mexico.
Some sort of video. I would call these guys instead of the government because they're going to have a tighter knit, faster working network than anything government has.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
If you call government and submit a video to them, it's going to be like 6 weeks minimum before they even look at it. Then they're going to laugh for like another 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were pretty responsive in this case, right?
We don't know that.
Well, they called the people called the government. The government called NASA. NASA gave them a response, and they posted it to Facebook.
I'm surprised when they called NASA.
Quote, yeah, they got
that's
a hotline.
The most shocking part. Because I can totally believe that people are dumb enough to look up in the sky and say that the stars are UFOs or something.
Well, it must have been brighter than a normal star. Right, it had to be.
But have they never seen planets before? Because that's what planets look like when you look up in the sky and you see Jupiter. You know what I mean?
Like if you're,
I may have accidentally seen a planet, but I do not look up at the sky.
If you're like 12,
oh, okay.
If you're like 12, and you see that maybe you're like, oh my God, I don't know what this is. If your parents aren't around, you're like a latchkey kid or something like. Maybe, but not like adults. Like,
well, you can just look at it and say, oh, that's not really moving. Maybe it's.
Well, but that's. I would say the same thing about a star if I were to look up into the sky.
Yeah.
Right? To me, the stars don't move. They're just there.
Yeah.
The article, it's really fast. You make a wish.
The article continues. As this lunar cycle progresses, Jupiter, Mars, and the background of stars will appear to shift westward each evening. As the Earth moves around the Sun, take that, flat earthers, while bright Venus will move slowly the other direction, shifting towards Jupiter until they pass each other just a half a degree apart on March 1st. The moon was located beside Pollux, a star contained in the Gemini constellation, on March 2nd, creating a similar-looking light display.
I love how the cops are giving like an astrology lesson right now.
I am almost willing to bet that none of the cops involved knew any of this.
Probably
not. They
just
cut and pasted the response from NASA.
Yeah.
Until they copied and pasted the NASA response.
But that also seems appropriate in this situation, right? Like, to their credit, right, they didn't know. They found the answer. They disseminated the response.
I have made a career out of this, right?
Like, copy and pasting?
No, like, the correct answer, if you don't know anything, is, you know what, I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Sure.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
If you're in any sort of a service position or sales or, you know, support, whatever it is, that is always the correct answer, especially if you are pretty damn sure you can find out. You're like, hey, you know what, I don't know that answer, but let me go talk to Bill over here or Jim or Richie or whatever, right?
Right.
Whoever it is that you're pretty sure knows the damn answer. Like, you're like, hang on, or like, what's your number? I'll call you back. Let me go find. And like, you do, like, people are far more appreciative of that than you, like, faking something or giving them some half-assed answer or some, you know, canned sort of response that your company wants you to give them.
So to their credit.
To their credit, yes, I will say. And that is the end of the article. Like, it just ends. Like, as if some sort of a giant meteorite crashed into the planet and there was no more information after this point in space and time.
That's when the Martians come in.
I welcome our new space overlords.
We come in peace. Take me to your leader.
Or do they come in peace?
No, not that one. Oh.
They come in pods.
They come in pods.
Can we call them peas then? Oh, peas in a pod.
Peas porridge hot.
Peas porridge cold.
Peas porridge in the pot.
9 days old.
I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
Gosh. Wow.
Some number of days old. I said 9 days old.
We have superseded the generational gap between Nikki and ourselves.
Is this like a nursery rhyme?
Yes, it's like a nursery rhyme. It's not quite Hickory Dickory Dock.
Oh, I know that one.
Which one?
Hickory Dickory Dock.
There's several versions.
Something about a clock.
603-283-6160. Still to come tonight. Our number two story of the evening. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says the authorities in Mississippi are in life-saving mode following a deadly outbreak of tornadoes. Appearing on ABC's This Week, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
We have teams that are coming in. They arrived last night, more coming in today, to begin to help plan for and start the recovery process.
A Jacksonville, Florida police officer is clinging to life after a standoff with an armed suspect. Sheriff T.K. Waters.
We didn't find anything, no convictions on his record.
After the shooting, a standoff ended when the suspect killed himself. At least two people have been shot at a Sikh temple in Sacramento. Happened this afternoon during a traditional celebration for Indian religions. The condition of the victims is unknown. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and I am your host, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. In the studio tonight, it's me, and then...
It's Nikki.
And then... Richie Rich.
Very nice. So, we have been teasing our number two story all night long, like Lionel Richie says, all night long. Anyway, you feel good. Anyway. And it is the number two story for a reason. And it just so happens that as we get to this number two story, we happen to have our number two caller of all time on the line with us. Turd Ferguson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, guys?
All right, so just hang out there with us for a minute. I want you to hear this number two story, the headline, a little bit about it. Well, we'll just start with the headline. And it's super important that you're here because this is the number two story of the evening. This is from page6.com. The headline reads, "Fan poops in aisle near Hillary and Chelsea Clinton at Broadway show."
Oh wow, that's pretty amazing. I'm not gonna lie. You know what would be better if he had pooped on them. I think that would be way funnier and way.
So
better.
Look, I'm not trying to criticize your performance art here, bro. But if you want to improve on the next time, that's up to you. I just want to say that, like, this, as far as performance art goes, dude, well done, well done. I can't believe you pulled it off.
Or throw it at him like a monkey, chuck it.
Yeah, that would have been funny. I mean, and yeah, I agree. I don't know if I could criticize that because I don't think I could have done any better. But I'm just saying.
Oh, you mean you're publicly denying that this was you?
It wasn't me. Trust me, if that was me, I would take all credit for it.
Like, I had a question for the headline, and perhaps I'll post that into the chat a little later, that says, Turd Ferguson production, ?
Yeah, I wish, because it is brilliant, although, like I said, if he had pooped on them, way funnier. But look, this is why I'm calling it.
They should make him like a statue, like the George Bush shoe guy does the Rock.
So hang on just a minute, because there's just a little bit here I gotta let you know. The article starts, "Some like it hot, steaming hot."
Oh, my gosh.
Page 6 hears that a serial pooper has been stalking the halls of the legendary Schubert Theater. And the last time they struck, a turd appeared in the aisle near Hillary and Chelsea Clinton at Some Like It Hot. That was the name of the production.
Some Like It Hot.
A source close to the show insists that it was a regrettable one-off incident. But another source tells us that the theater staff said it is the S blank blank T's almost hit the fans. At other performances, apparently this is not the first incident.
Are you just going to do the whole article while turds win?
Well, I mean, okay. I got to give turd the important parts about the turd, so turd can refute the turd or the no turd.
All right.
Hold on, I got a question. Some like it. Is this like a play or is it a Broadway show? What is it?
It's Broadway.
It is
show.
Broadway show. Yes.
It's like the Marilyn Monroe movie.
Okay. It's like a musical except on Broadway.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, she's sexy.
Yeah, well,
she was.
You should watch the movie. Some Like It Hot. You'd love it.
Or perhaps go see a Broadway play, turd.
Or just download any
be
other
careful
Marilyn
about
Monroe
what
movies.
You. If you go see this, be careful, turd, about what you do in the aisles. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's pretty awesome that you got away with it one time, but you know now they know your MO.
I promise to do my best not to poop in the aisle of Some Like It Hot. I promise I'll do my best.
Again?
Well, he said he promised not to do it. So.
I was waiting for the word again.
I'll do my best not to.
Okay, all right. So, turd, I'll give you a minute. What were
it's
we talking
no
about
at all?
Oh, yeah, so I just wanted to call and say that I finished beating Resident Evil 4 Remake earlier today. Greatest video game of all time. Fabulously scary. Amazing. Leon Kennedy is...
LRN.FM.
...of intense playtime.
We're just flushing turd. We just flushed turd. That's what we did.
Okay.
Like, what we had for turd was far superior... to him proclaiming his prowess on some friggin' video game that he finally finished. Like, we set him up with the ultimate material.
You're not impressed?
No. Why would I be impressed with somebody beating Resident Evil? Like,
I mean, I'm a gamer. I was enjoying the call.
Well,
I haven't played
tense.
That one. Yeah. Well, because you flushed him.
He's a turd. What are you going
to
do?
I mean, it's the perfect way to end the call.
Would you end a call with a turd than flushing?
No, I get that that's how you should end the call. I just don't know if I would agree with, like, that would have been the end for me.
Well, fortunately for me, I'm right here.
No, I get it.
And you're not.
Understood.
We get it. You're the captain.
Otherwise, I'd be subjected to your decisions.
All hail, Captain Kickass. All hail, Captain Kickass.
We're just over here, your loyal
almighty
servant,
dictator of the button flush.
Yeah, I wish that were true. I know that's not true. You guys rarely listen to anything, much less what I have to say. At any rate, last week,
but
Hillary...
there are other scary games.
Hillary and Chelsea Clinton were in the audience, said a source. The lights came up for intermission, and there were two human turds in the aisle just near the famous political duo. Does that mean it was like?
This is just,
does that mean it was Turd Ferguson standing next to a pile?
Yeah.
Like
the term "human turd" just reminds me of the South Park character. What is it?
Mr. Hanky.
Mr. Hanky. Yes.
The Christmas poo.
That's just what I'm picturing. Just a little dancing.
I love me and he loves you, or whatever the hell he says.
Yeah.
Very much. Am I your wayward son?
I don't know. Do I have a wayward son?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know.
You were saying carry on. That's the first words that popped into my head after that. The insider added, the house crew dealt with it, meaning it being the poo and poo. Mm-hmm. Apparently there were two poos.
Yep.
They had not just one poo. They were
pull
two poos.
Out the pooper scooper.
Was there two poos, or was it like one continuous poo that landed?
It says there were two human turds in the aisle just near the famous political duo.
So it could have been from one incident as he, like, made his
way. I mean, it could be as you were sort of laying cable, that the cable split in half and there were two cables.
Right.
But this sounds more like there were two distinct sort of piles, right?
Okay.
If you think of the traditional, like the little emoticon, it looks like the top of your chocolate ice cream cone with the two googly eyes on it, right? Yeah. There were two of them in the aisle, is my impression.
I hope there were googly eyes.
Probably sans googly eyes. I'm just thinking out loud. The insider added, the house girl dealt with it very appropriately and quickly. What does that mean? Like, I've been on some theater crews that are, like, some of the most degenerate people.
Yeah, like, come on.
Like, did they put it in a box?
Chelsea and Hillary Clinton.
Did they put it in a box and mail it to them because they knew their address? They were like, hey, you guys forgot something.
Yeah. I mean, they can't sweep up the popcorn, but they can address this situation.
I would have swept up the poo, put it in a box.
Not your local, like, AMC.
I would have swept up the poo, put it in a box, and mailed it back to...
Return to
Chellery and Hilsey, or Hilsey and Chellery, whatever their names are.
Can you imagine this dude in, like, some, you know, buttless chaps just making his way down the aisle?
Assless chaps.
Like, just on everybody as he grows, like, he's maybe like, excuse me, I'm getting my seat. My seat's over there. You know, scooching his way.
And
then just...
Hillary and Chelsea...
More than crop dusting.
Remained in the theater for the second act.
Well, I mean, they weren't pooped on.
I believe we'll call him the unidentified fecophiliac.
Oh.
Okay.
I believe he acted one act too soon.
Yeah.
If you're going to do number two, you got to do it the second act, not the first.
I mean, you also got to take your moments when you get them, right?
Yep.
Like, I don't know.
Strike while the opportunity's hot.
If it were me, sometimes I can't wait till the second act.
Well, you know, some like it hot.
Strike while you can get a steaming pile.
Right. Right.
I mean, when the laxatives kick in, you know, when nature calls.
Right? Do you have an hour and a half to wait?
You sure don't.
I wanted to time this for the second act, but I guess I'll go now.
We're getting carried away. Let's go to some calls. We've got an anonymous caller calling on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
What's up? It's Bobby from Lakeland, Florida.
Bobby from Lakeland, Florida. You sound sort of robotic. Are you on a cell phone?
No, sir.
Okay, you sound a little better now. What's on your mind?
Did sound like a robot.
Okay, yeah. Turd Ferguson was the number one caller for the number two topic. I 100% agree.
No, he was the number two caller for the number two topic.
Who was the number one caller for the number two topic?
Doesn't matter.
Well, he's
We're
just
making
the number two.
Up.
It doesn't matter. He's number two because his name is Turd.
Okay. Well, everybody in chat knows who I am and you know who I am.
Bobby from Florida.
I am. I'm the number one caller.
Wait, which
for the number one topic? Oh, Free Talk Live Matrix chat.
Oh, the Matrix. Oh, okay. And instead of okay.
The bad one.
Never mind. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
So I've talked to Ian before, and I've called into the show because I've called the police before on an unidentified object and had them come to the house. And I talked to Ian before about it in chat, and I talked to him.
You called Ian about an unidentified object, or you called the police about an unidentified
object? I called Ian about that incident that happened.
But
yeah,
where you saw a UFO and you called the police?
Yes.
Did you do this on air, or did you just talk to Ian privately about this?
No, this is on air. This is on air. Probably 8-9 years ago.
Oh.
What happened?
Fill us in, because I don't remember the call from 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah. So, I was pretty young then. So, anyways, I was at my house, and I was smoking cigarettes, Camel Wads, and I was chilling, looking out on the staircase.
Camel Wads.
Yeah, and I was looking up, just looking at the sky, and I see this bright flashing light. I mean, it was going real fast to the left and to the right, and it was going up and down, and then it would speed off to the left, and it looked like a big bright like light, and then it looked like it had these other little orbs or UFOs coming out of it.
Okay.
And then they were shooting off to the left and to the right. And then a couple of them, they were like doing like, I don't know, like red and yellow, blue, different shimmering. So I'm like, oh my God, we gotta, We gotta tell the police about this. They gotta know about this. They gotta see this. Cause we gotta have proof. So I called them, I told them, and, it took them about 15, 20 minutes to get there. And I go through and I show them, and have you seen it?
My seconds count. Police are only minutes away.
So the police, responded to the call to your house, and the unidentified movements were still going on. So you went, look, it's still happening.
Yes. Okay. And in that vicinity, the cop was looking around. He saw it. Okay. When he went back to his car, he did something on his radio there. And then by that time, my sisters were there. My parents were there. I was still with my parents then. And they noticed that there was a cop out there. And so they started coming outside and they're like, well, what's going on? And, because I didn't want to tell them, about the UFO because I want to get it reported, So I called the police first. So, the guy was like, right there is Venus and I see, I'm not so sure if free, return. I said, what kind of report are we going to do? I don't know. And I was like, you got to be able to people.
Right, can you just kind of summarize the.
We're going to take you in for a 72-hour evaluation.
Yeah, summarize the rest of it? Like, you're very detailed, and I appreciate that, but radio, we kind of want the summary.
So the summary is, you guys want to know you call cops on planets, but you can. But they were just going to cover it up because they're not going to write a report about it unless,
these cops called NASA.
My point. I would think that if you called the cops over something like this, they wouldn't take it seriously, or they'd just be like, yep, sure, whatever, we'll do a report. Or
yeah, who was the cop that was like, he read this report and was like, you know what, I'm just going to call NASA? Instead of, writing it off as, it's Joe from the West Side just doing a crank call again or whatever.
Well, it's California, so if they're getting a lot of calls, right, they're like,
well, and that's the thing, too. If 30, 40, 50 people call in.
It's still a small amount of people from California.
I mean, to call the police over the same thing, I would think that would be a lot. I mean, if you get, one, two, three calls, that's one thing. But if you have,
In Chicago, people call the police for, shootings all the time. And most of the time, it's the cops doing the shooting.
Yeah, that's true. They're like, that's just our undercover guy.
The spy balloon. Somebody saw that, and people were like, no, you're crazy. That's not no spy balloon.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you have video footage of these lights in the sky that you called the cops on?
Back then, it was a little chocolate, bar phone, so I wasn't able to. I was trying to, but it was the cameras were so bad; they're even worse on them back then.
So you don't? Did they get any video?
MySpace.
When the cops showed up, did the cops get any video?
No, they didn't get no video.
Right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
The description he gave of the UFOs, I've heard that a lot from different people, where there's one bigger one in the center and then smaller ones and the flashing different colored lights.
Yep.
I've heard that description before, so.
You're not wrong. Let's move on to, if I can read the screen appropriately, I'm pretty sure this is Jerome. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh.
Trump train, choo-choo.
Are you on the Trump train, Jerome?
No, I'm waiting on the indictment, man.
Yeah, he never went to jail.
He didn't get arrested on Tuesday again.
No.
Yeah.
For like the 17th
jury,
time.
Dragging their feet. I mean, hey, just because you tried to rig an election, you bribe a foreign country dignitary, you lie.
Are you talking about Joe Biden?
That's not a crime. That's not a crime, right?
No, but lying to a stripper totally is. Or whatever they're trying to indict him for.
That's between him and his missus. I mean, when you're in a loveless marriage, what do you expect a man to do, huh?
Well, then why are you excited about the indictment, then?
Why do you even care about what Trump is... Like, if you don't like the guy, why do you even care about what he's going through and what his current situation is? No, I'm asking you a question. Why do you care about Trump at all?
Because he wants to be president again, and that would be a damn disaster, just like it was the last time.
Anybody who fills the chair is a damn disaster.
I have a question for Jerome. What is the difference between Trump's presidency and Joe Biden's presidency? Like, what are the big differences that you're seeing? between the two.
About a million people dying from COVID. That's about the difference.
Well, all that started during Trump.
But didn't that happen either way? I mean, I saw that happening under Trump and under Biden.
In 4 years, okay? You think Biden's the one? He's like trying to bring this thing under control. Trump, he's telling people, hey, you ought to go take some bleach.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty messed up.
He told Woodward, oh, this thing's really bad. Then he gets out in front of the cameras in front of everybody and says, oh, no, it's going to go away. It's going to blow away. It's going to all blow away. Yeah, right.
Jerome, did you have COVID?
Yeah, I did.
How long did it take you to get over it?
Probably about 2 weeks.
Okay,
I went
me too.
To
That's
to give me some medicine.
Yeah, mine was
but
like,
I
was probably,
was
hang
tough,
on, Jerome,
though.
hang on. I was probably all right for 10 days or so. And like I stayed away for 2 weeks because it's just what everybody said, two weeks, stay away 2 weeks. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I got better.
Yeah,
Jerome, I know you're a bit older than me. Do you have any what they call comorbidities, Jerome? Do you have any comorbidities, Jerome? Jerome,
oh, you little young Jerome, snapper.
Jerome, do you have any comorbidities?
No.
You didn't have any when you got COVID?
No.
Okay, even though you're an older dude.
Which was one of them.
Which was the old man? Hey,
like over 60.
You get to be my age.
You're over 60, right? You are over 60,
yeah.
Jerome, correct?
Yeah.
Look, if you ever say it when you get to be my age, that's a very clear indicator that you're old. Young people don't say when you get to be my age. It's not a thing until you're old.
Look here, Mr. West Virginia. You see the latest news?
Who the heck's West Virginia?
Didn't he say he was from West Virginia?
No.
He had ties to West Virginia?
No, not at all.
Not even close.
Wow, what show have you been listening to? Jerome,
well,
you don't even listen to our show, do you? You just
yes,
call.
I do.
All right, what's my name?
Hey, look here.
What's my name, Jerome?
Captain, whatchamacallit.
What?
Captain Chicken.
What's her name?
Who are you pointing to?
Richie Rich.
Oh.
She doesn't need it. No, it's not Richie Rich. She's my darling. She doesn't need a name.
What's the other guy's name?
Thingamabob.
Dude, I just said it. Oh, my
so
God.
So did he.
Jerome, thank you for the call. You're the best. 603-283-6160. Let's move right along. Let's go to somebody who's not minor, but major. Hello?
Oh, I guess you must be talking about me.
Oh, my gosh. Ba-ta. Yes. Yeah, ba-ta.
Shucks.
Ba-ta. Oh. Anyway, so there's a couple things. I used to know an old girl that was a jailer at the county. And when the cops come in, they're all wound up because they just got their collar or whatever, right?
So how old was the old girl?
So this
old
girl
enough to say when you get to be my age.
So 60 plus. Okay, go ahead.
This old girl probably knew all about all the scuttlebutt and dirt that goes on in the police station. Mm. And this was back in like 2000. She told me that 80% of the cops were on some kind of an antidepressant.
Oh. How can you not be, right? Like you're
I feel
an agent.
So bad for
you're an agent of violence for the largest empire the world has ever seen. How can you not be depressed working that job?
Easy. Well, I know, but it just. And well, they're calling these guys to and tell them about UFOs. They can't even handle their own, laundry. They look at the dirty socks and it overwhelms them. I mean, what are you going to do with a guy like that?
Give him overtime and good retirement package.
Yeah. That's what they do.
I don't know if you or these guys know this, but there are laundromats where you can like just take your stuff and drop it off. And they will like launder it and sort it and fold it and
wow.
Yeah.
There's a new Uber-like service that does it for you too.
That's
like,
what I'm
you
saying.
Can
like,
pick it up?
Well, no, they pick it up and drop it off.
I don't know this personally,
wow,
but I'm told
like
by a friend of mine who suffers from this. But like, apparently, they even take care of like his skid marks and his whitey tighties.
Wow.
You know, and I'm like, that's amazing. Like, I wouldn't want anybody to do that for me if I had that problem. Yeah.
Like, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you could totally wash other people's laundry and get paid for it.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I might
do
that.
Yeah, and in fact, like, one of my parental...
I'll try to find the link for you.
One of my parental units used to outsource their ironing. right? They'd have, like, you know, certain things, you know, they wear to church or whatever, right? And so once a month or something, they'd gather all the ironing after it was laundered and take it over to Mrs. So-and-so's house and leave it there until the next week, and they'd go pick it up at church the next week or whatever. And it would just be all freshly ironed for them, and they'd pay a fee, and it was fine.
That's one thing that the service doesn't do, is the ironing.
Mm.
Just wash, dry, return.
The irony of non-ironing.
I know.
Anyway, Major, what were you talking about?
Yeah, well, we got a local laundromat that does that, too. They charge by the pound. I don't remember what the rate is. But
wait, did you, the pound of laundry or by how much you weigh?
The laundry, by the laundry.
All right.
So anyway, when I tuned in, Ricky from Pennsylvania was about halfway through his spiel, so I don't even know if he dumped this upon you. Did you know that they blew up the Easter Bunny in Pennsylvania?
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's evidently a chocolate factory, and they specialize in making Easter bunnies. Well, this place blew sky high. Two are dead, five are disintegrated. They can't even find them. Now, I've heard about some bad factory explosions before, but never just they turn into a, five people turn into a giant pink mist.
Kind of like spontaneous human combustion, except with like a Pepto-Bismol color?
I don't know. Evidently, a hot rabbit's a hard thing to handle.
Well, you can't catch me because the rabbit done died.
There you go.
Anything else, Major?
No, I can think of.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate you, brother. 603-283-6160. Let's go to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
You're ready for me already. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, I'm never ready for you, but sure.
funny.
Woo!
Anyway, so getting back to Trump and Biden. You know, I think that...
All right, Bad Slave, you're going to have to hang on. We're at the end of the segment again. Stand by.
Squandered it.
It's really Richie Rich's fault. Although Bad Slave could talk faster, I guess.
How's it my fault?
Like,
well, so I shoot you?
It's you're sitting across from me, and thus you automatically get the blame.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to blame Nikki. She's sitting to my left, and so...
Not innocent little Nikki.
603-283-6160. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is next.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.